WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. In the 1970s, soul music fans could count on a bright red label that read Hi, H-I, for great recordings. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward reviews the best of Hi.
When the black popular music industry was born, Memphis was one of its capitals. Its music professionals are working hard to start it back up again, but Memphis, the city that gave rock and roll everything from Sun Records to the Memphis Sound of Stax, is out of the picture these days. True, everybody from ZZ Top to REM goes there to record, but it hasn't had a scene since the mid-70s when Hi Records went under. Hi was the last great Memphis label. It was founded in the late 50s by Joe Quohi, and I'm going to cover more of its history as I get a hold of the music to do it with. But right now, I'd like to concentrate on Hi's end. This may seem odd, but ask any art critic, and you'll find out that in many cases, the most enduring art comes at the end of a civilization's time. Certainly, that was true for Hi. Al Green was Hi's moneymaker, and it's true that he had a voice like no other, as well as a stage presence that melted female hearts at 1,000 paces. But while he paid the bills, there were others.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, how sweet it used to be.
Ann Peebles projected a dark intensity in songs like I Can't Stand the Rain, Feel Like Breaking Up Somebody's Home, and If This Is Heaven, Send Me to Hell. It wasn't exactly the sort of thing that wound up on the pop charts, but it certainly hit home with plenty of black record buyers who kept her riding the charts. If you heard a similarity between that Ann Peebles record and the sound behind Al Green, it's no coincidence. In its last decade, the aesthetic decisions at Hi were left to Executive Vice President Willie Mitchell, a canny bandleader whose credentials stretch back into the 50s. One singer that Mitchell had worked with off and on for years was Overton Virtus Wright, O.V. Wright, a lapsed gospel singer and drug addict whose ruined voice meshed well with Mitchell's production ideas.
I done got into something I never will. Ooh, never will. Never will. I can't now shake it loose. No.
The contrast between Wright's No Stops vocal and the relatively subdued but cooking backup makes I'm Into Something I Can't Shake Loose a deep soul classic. But by 1977, when it was recorded, most of O.V. Wright's best work was behind him, and he had only a couple of years left to live. Syl Johnson came to Memphis from the blues clubs of Chicago's South Side, and Mitchell loved the way his voice worked with the high rhythm section on songs like Back for a Taste of Your Love.
Here I come. I come.
Then there was Otis Clay, about whom I know almost nothing, but who recorded at least one masterpiece.
I used to smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day. It was the hardest thing to put them away. I drank 4 or 5 bottles of wine. I kept a glass in my hand all the time. Oh, breaking those habits was hard to do.
There were others, the Masqueraders, Quiet Elegance, Joint Venture, and a whole slew of fine instrumentals with that incredible high house band comprised of the three Hodges brothers, Teeny, Leroy, and Charles, and drummer Howard Grimes, who could respond to orders from Mitchell like, "Sit it in the rocking chair for me," and know just what he meant. And then there's this song by songwriter George Jackson that I can't get out of my head since I first heard it the other day.
Me and my baby, we had a big fight, and we ended our romance the same night. In her angry mood, she walked out the door, and he said it's all going to an Aretha Franklin show.
Hi, like so many soul labels, crumbled as disco took over at the end of the 70s. But boy, was it good at the end.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. This is Fresh Air.